You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
All right, straight to the people. We're going back and forth today. Tigers, Lions, you ruining Jerry Jones's birthday. We got a ton to do. I'm asking the question. Scott Harris spoke. Tiger season's over. And it's not a fight. I really don't care anymore. If now isn't the right time to spend and to demand more of Chris Ilitch, then when is it? Mm-hmm. You get to dictate terms because I'm not fighting with you. But the data is the data, and I gave it at the top of the show, Odyssey.com Rewind. You want to win the World Series, you must have a top half payroll, period. You don't believe me? Then go bitch at Baseball America. Go to Joe. He's batting leadoff. What's up, Joe? How you doing, buddy?
Hold on, Mike. Mike, yeah, before we go to Joe, real quick. In the Mike Valeni may be on to something, the evil genius.
Uh-oh.
Amari Cooper just got dealt to the Buffalo Bills. Something you may want to think about. Maybe the Browns are breaking up. Just wanted to throw that out there.
No, I know. And again, I don't even pretend. I told you yesterday, you look three different spots, you get three different answers on Myles Garrett's contract. All my point was is you try. You got Ivy League people running this damn thing. You figure it out. Now, I'm not the only one who's after Myles Garrett. Chris Long, who was a Philadelphia Eagle, hosts one of the most successful football podcasts out there. He wants the Eagles to go and get the damn guy. You know, Chris Canty, who does media in New York. Chris Canty is talking about Myles Garrett. Like, I don't know. If we're all insane, so be it. I make a call. Oh, but the dead cap. The Browns are dead regardless. So how many first-round draft picks do you want while you die? That's basically their options. Die with picks or die without.
No,
but okay. Thank you, Rico. And by the way, I like that move for the Bills. Not that anyone cares. Go to Joe, 97.1. What's up, JoJo?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it. So I think the Tigers found themselves in a conundrum. They caught lightning in a bottle. And this was unforeseen by everybody, including Hinch and Harris. And now what they've done is that they've raised the expectations that this team is going to get off the sidelines and start to participate in spending and getting some people. There's no one that expects the Tigers to spend like they did when Mike was alive. That's just not realistic. But I don't think it's unfair to ask these guys to spend the league average, which is about $160 million. And they are well below that. They could easily re-up Scoobal, and they could get rid of Baez. And I don't want to talk about Baez other than to say that if Scott Harris were on right now, I would. He said these guys pull for each other. So I'm pretty sure that they're not going to be pulling for Baez when he's held to a different standard as everybody else, whereas you don't have to produce and you get to stay on the team. They have to go out and get somebody like a Bregman who probably would cost $20 or $25 million a year. That's not that big of a deal. But it's unrealistic to think that the Tigers are going to be successful with their infield. I think the outfield, we all agree with Meadows and Green and Carpenter are all superior outfielders. The problem is that the infield has tons of question marks. Keith was horrible the last couple months of the season. We like Sweeney because he can field well and he can occasionally hit, but the bar's pretty low to jump over for shortstop. Torkelson is anybody's guess what's going to happen with that guy. He gets two doubles in the last game, and everyone thinks he's going to be great next year, but that's just not realistic.
Joe, to your point, I just, you know, again, you're nailing it. When you look at the all-in estimated payroll for next year, they're sitting at $85 million. That's half of league average, and it's 23% of the New York Mets.
Yeah, that's right. And I think the other thing, with the real issue, I think, is the relationship between Harris and Illich. That's the one thing that we don't know. Is Harris saying this because he knows that the payroll is going to be hamstrung? And I'm pretty sure that Harris is a smart guy and that he probably wouldn't have come here if he doesn't think that he's going to have the ability to go out and fill in a couple of pieces. Yeah, would I like to have Soto? Of course, but that's not realistic. If Mike were alive, it might be. But I'm just asking for Bregman. Just give me Bregman. And realize that, you know, some of these infielders are not going to make it. Where there's no way that all four of these guys are going to be legit players.
Hold on 1 second, Joe, because I think something else is important, and I'm not blind to it either, is I don't want to take away AJ's ability to mix and match. But instead of doing it with, like, seven spots in the order, how about we try it with three? Mm-hmm. See, that's the difference. I'm with you, Joe. You know, if you get a Bregman, I don't really care about blocking Chase Young because there is no scenario he's as good as Bregman now or potentially ever. Alex Bregman is a fabulous baseball player. No, he's not Mike Schmidt, but he's really good. This idea, like, if I have to hear about the prospects one more time, I'm going to scream because you're ready to throw one of your best prospects in the garbage, Torque. Everyone thinks Mize stinks, another one. Chase Young did nothing up here. Doesn't mean his story's written, but my point is you're not going to bat 1,000. It's like batting 1,000 with first-round draft picks in any sport. It doesn't happen.
Correct.
Hello, Zadina. Like, please. When you are presented with an opportunity to get proven resources, why don't we do that? Mix some of that in. You're still going to be incredibly young. You're still going to be incredibly financially responsible. But come on. And again, if you don't agree that it's now, when? You choose. Go to John, 97.1. Johnny, what's up, buddy?
Hey, Mike. Could not agree with you more. The Tigers need to move, and they need to move on now from some of these guys. You know when, for me, I knew they were losing to Cleveland? When Chase Young was brought in to the game, I'm like, we are done. I don't have any faith in him. I think Torkelson is completely done. Although I will say I felt bad for the guy a couple times. You know, looked like he was going to cry after he made a big out time to time. But they need to do it now. There's no waiting with this team. We got guys that are not proven, and this year was fun, but it is not sustainable.
No. Rico, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. I mean, he said everything. John, it's not, and you would just hope that management sees, let's not worry about blocking these guys. Let's add some pieces to get this better. And that, if that means that some guys got to go down to the minors, or that means some guys are relegated to the bench, or that means some guys get moved to get better, getting better is the end goal, because you saw you can win with a lot of these guys, but you were nowhere close. We called it. It was magical. It was voodoo.
Here's the other thing, boys. And Rico, think about this, buddy. So I'm just going to pick some random names. And then I'm going to tell you when they're free agents, okay?
Okay.
So when people say, well, the time's not now, all right, I'd argue exactly the opposite. So, like, for instance, face of the franchise, Matt Vierling, he's not a free agent until 2028. Riley Green, 2029. Who else? Oh, Akil Badu, what are you doing in my car? I'm just kidding. No, we're not doing that. You signed Colt Keith. He's here in continuum. I mean, you want to go here. Bo Brisky, this year's Hall of Fame, you know, inductee Bo Brisky. He's not a free agent until 2029.
Yeah, I got to think Parker Meadows is a long way away.
Parker Meadows, not a free agent until 2030. years of arbitration, years of pre-arb still to use. You know when you should spend? Now.
Yeah.
So if you don't agree with now, then tell me when. We'll have more Scott Harris audio. We'll get more of the phone calls. I do want to mix football. Rico, what are we hitting next? Is this one of your receipt segments? Are we doing a QB ranking, Big Ten power ranking? What are we doing?
No, David. David has some NFL stuff.
All right, we'll do that next.
Okay.
97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.